Good morning and welcome to day 21 of the Being Challenge here at Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. I'm Pastor Scott and I neglected to wear green on this St. Patrick's Day. So if you can find me today and I'm still wearing this blue sweater and nothing green, feel free to pinch me. But odds are that by the time you find me, I'll be wearing some green. Anyway, our topic today, or focus today, continues to be on prioritizing prayer. And Pastor Zach asks the question, should prayer be our first response or our last resort? And he mentions or quotes from Philippians 4, verses 6 through 7, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Pastor Zach obviously has been encouraging us to develop habits, and one of the habits this week he's encouraging us to develop is that we would pray first thing in the morning, because most of us are on autopilot when we get up. We do the same thing every morning. We turn off our alarm. We grab our phone. We get a cup of water, we brew coffee, we shave, we take a shower, whatever it is we do, we let the dog out, whatever that may be, we're creatures of habit, as Pastor Zach has already established. So establishing a habit of prayer is your encouragement for today. Praying first thing in the morning, orienting your day towards God. And then having prayer as a habit throughout the day, scheduling it, making it a priority. I thought it was interesting that Pastor Zach pointed out that a priority used to mean the first thing. And we used to only have, it used to be singular. But over time, we've created more and more priorities so that the word becomes plural. We talk about multiple priorities as opposed to the one priority, which is the first thing, the most important thing. If we can prioritize prayer and make it the most important thing, it will orient us towards God each and every day. And I think that's really what Pastor Zach is encouraging us to do. So today's challenge is about creating reminders for yourself to be in prayer. I don't know if your small group has them, but and I didn't wear one today, but there are the wristbands that are available through the Being Challenge. Maybe that's a reminder for you. When I'm trying to remember something, sometimes I'll turn my wedding ring around, and then I know I'm trying to remember something. I just have to remember what it is, which other times I just forget that I'm trying to remember something. So I guess that is somewhat helpful. What are your cues to pray? Do you wait until things have gotten to a bad enough point that you remember to pray? Or are you constantly in prayer, turning to God first before you do anything else? I think by prioritizing prayer, by turning to God first, our prayers already begin to get answered just by praying to God, acknowledging God as the giver of every good and perfect gift, and acknowledging that God is active in our lives. I think puts things in perspective for us. And just as this prayer, our suggestion is from Philippians, it allows a peace to come upon us, a peace which surpasses all of our human understanding. And that peace can come to you and to me if we're persistent in prayer and prioritize prayer. It's been good being with you this morning. Don't drink any green beer. And I look forward to seeing you tomorrow for day 22 of the Being Challenge.